Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 42. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. So a few weeks back on episode 37, I shared my answers to 11 big questions about architecture. Do you remember that episode? That was a blog, or it was actually a podcast that was in response to a blog series presented by Bob Borson over at Life of an Architect. The blog series called Architalks. And I did it as a podcast episode. And today, I'm doing another one as a podcast episode. This is number two in the Architalks series, organized by Bob Borson over at Life of an Architect. Thank you very much, Bob. And for me, this is exciting. A dozen or so architects from all over the country are blogging on the same topic. And this topic today is This Is Exciting. So that's the topic, This Is Exciting. And all of the bloggers are presenting their views and their responses to those three words. This is exciting. So it's going to be exciting to read what each of them write. And I'm going to get into what I'm doing here at Entrepreneur Architect. You know, the collaboration among architects throughout the world using online tools is in its infancy. It's just beginning. And I believe this collaboration is what's going to make a difference in our profession of architecture. You know, I know that the large organizations like the AIA here in the U.S. and the RIBA over in the U.K. and all the other big organizations throughout the world, the big architecture organizations, they continue to make a difference and they continue to work to find a way to communicate for and to communicate to us small firm architects. And they're working hard at doing that, and I appreciate that and I support that. But it is the individual small firm architects who are taking charge of their own success and working with other individual architects, collaborating and sharing their knowledge. That is what's going to take this profession of architecture to new levels. And that is what excites me. That excites me. So today on the podcast, in the spirit of sharing what excites me most, I want to present an update on my progress here at Entrepreneur Architect. I want to sort of give you the State of the Union address for Entrepreneur Architect here today on the podcast, episode 42. This is the number two in Architalk series presented by Bob Borson. And just stick with me and I'll get right into it. So before I get into what's going on today, I want to give you a brief little history about Entrepreneur Architect in case you're new to the to Entrepreneur Architect. And to anybody who's been with me for a long time, this will be fun to remember where we've been and where we're going. So I launched the Entrepreneur Architect blog back in February of 2007. And it was a personal project to capture my own personal thoughts, my ideas, and to sort of record inspirational resources on business as a way to improve my own firm and to fulfill my desire to learn as much as possible about building a successful business. Business to me is sort of a hobby, and it's a passion, and it's what I love to read about. It's what I like to watch on YouTube. I like to watch the TV shows that are about business, Shark Tank, you know, favorite show. It's business. I love the game of business. And so I started Entrepreneur Architect just as a way to have a place to put my thoughts about business and to bring my two passions of architecture and business together. And it stayed, you know, as my own personal blog, very inconsistent whenever I felt like it, I wrote, until 2012, a few years ago. On December 12th, 2012, as my 12-12-12 project, so any of you that's been around for a few years probably remember that day, of my 12-12-12 project, I relaunched Entrepreneur Architect. I launched the new URL as entrearchitect.com, and I dedicated this site to as an online resource to inspire small firm architects to build better businesses. I knew from my own experience and from communicating with others online and through social media that there was a need for such a thing. That people, there were a few people that were following my blog before I relaunched it, and many people through social media saw what I was doing and encouraged me and inspired me to take it beyond my own personal project and to turn it into something bigger. And so that's what I did. On December 12th, 2012, my 12-12-12 project, I launched entrearchitect.com and I launched this podcast, the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. If you want to go back to episode zero, it's an introduction to what I was planning to do for Entrepreneur Architect and my reason for doing the podcast. And so I encourage you to go back to that first episode. You can go to entrearchitect.com/podcast and then just work your way back to number one or number zero. It was actually the one before number one. It was an introduction to the podcast. And that will tell you who I am, where I've come from, and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so I knew that there was this need for Entrepreneur Architect. And it allowed me to bring those two passions together. You know, and I have this desire to make the site the best site it can possibly be on the internet for information on how to succeed in this profession. It allows me to bring this idea of taking business and leadership in architecture and inspiring others to build better businesses and become leaders in the profession and launch their own platforms to improve not only the lives of others, but to also improve their own life, to have a happier life. And since relaunching in December of 2012, I've introduced this podcast. I've launched a weekly newsletter, the Entrepreneur Architect Report, which comes out every week. That's free. You can get that newsletter by signing up at entrearchitect.com/newsletter. That goes out every week, comes out Friday morning. And what I write about is much more personal stuff than I write about on the blog. I write it much more as a letter from me to you. And I share my thoughts. And sometimes it's about business, and sometimes it's about architecture. Sometimes it's about life and what's going on in my life and how I want to inspire you to have a better life yourself. I get a huge response from the newsletter. Probably the biggest response I get from anything I do is in the newsletter, because I think it really connects with architects, because I do talk about more than architecture, and life is more than architecture. As much as we love what we do, you know, life is more than architecture. I talk a lot about my family. And so I think I connect really well with architects, with families, especially small firm architects that do what I'm doing, you know, trying to integrate their lives and their businesses and their families and try to make it all work. It's so hard to do that. And so, you know, I try to find ways to make that better and then share what I know. What I want to do is share a few stats for the blog and the podcast and the newsletter. The blog gets about, you know, 25,000 views per month. That's not huge, but it's enough to have a really great community, to really have interaction and engagement and to inspire architects. The podcast, this podcast you're listening to right now, gets 5,000 downloads per month. And the newsletter, I have 3,000 subscribers. Again, those numbers, when you compare them to other, you know, sites and other platforms, they're not very large. But for a platform that's dedicated specifically to small firm architects, especially architects, because architects, you know, the people who are listening to this are just this little tiny infinitesimal percentage of the overall population of architects. We have so much growth ahead of us because architects are very slow adopters. It took, you know, years for architects to build websites before the rest, you know, after the rest of the world had websites built. They're slow to adopt social media. They're slow to interact on blogs and podcasts. So we have so much ahead of us. And by starting now and starting early, as architects adopt technology and social media and online resources, we're going to be here. We're going to be here waiting for them to interact and to explore and to share what they know with us. So those numbers are very encouraging to me. I'm very happy with those numbers. You know, it's no Arc Daily. It's no Life of an Architect. Life of an Architect over Bob, you know, Bob Borson's blog, lifeofanarchitect.com, has crazy numbers. But his audience is a completely different audience. It's my audience, plus every person on the planet who's interested in architecture. You know, so his audience is much bigger than mine. So if you take my audience and add it to the rest of the world, that's Bob. And I love what he does. But what I do is a very focused, very specific topic. And this consistency is going to pay off. And I believe over time, we will become the resource where every small firm architect turns for inspiration and information on how to succeed as a profession. And that excites me. That right there gets me so excited that we're so early and this is going to grow and become such a bigger thing. And it's going to happen not just because of me, but because of you. And all of the people who follow and listen and interact and contribute. It's really exciting. And social media, let's get into social media a little bit. The possibilities are endless on what these tools can do and are doing for architects. The connections I've made through social media, including every member of the Architalks tribe that are writing this blog series, the Architalks blog series, every one of them I've met through social media. It's so inspiring. And I would say that, you know, if not all of them, I would consider them friends. Almost every one of them, I would say every one of them that are listed that I've seen that are going to write this. I you know, there may be others that I don't know. But the list that I saw are all people that I've built relationships with through social media, and I call them friends. Many of them I've met in person, and it's all because of social media. You know, one of the most important keys to the success of any business is the network you build. And the people you know and who know you and what you do may just take your life and your business to the next level. The community on social media, especially Twitter, have been instrumental in the growth of Entrepreneur Architect. Those connections have led me to invitations to speak and to present my ideas about success in architecture and to help spread the word about what we're doing here at Entrepreneur Architect. I've had the opportunity to speak at the AIA convention for the past 2 years, both in Chicago and in Denver. The students' convention, the AIAS Forum, this past winter, I spoke there, and I'm hoping to go to Nashville. If any of you are out there who are students and involved in AIAS and organizing the speakers list for the Nashville Forum, I'm in. Call me, and I would love to speak and present my ideas about Entrepreneur Architect to the students again. So call me. I'm all in for that. And I love it. I love having those connections. Those connections were all made through social media. The people who invited me to Chicago to speak were made through the blog. And they have also become friends. I've met with them again in Chicago, and we had dinner with a bunch of my other friends that we made through social media. It's amazing what social media can do. I'm presenting in October for my local AIA chapter here in Westchester, Mid-Hudson. I'm presenting a business at the expo, a business seminar. I'm also in October. October is going to be really busy for me. I have that seminar. I have the Business of Architecture Summit, which is an online seminar, a two-day online summit organized by Enoch Sears over at Business of Architecture. That is going to be awesome. You know, 2 days of continuous seminars and training sessions online. So you just buy a ticket and you have access to all of that. So check out Enoch's website for that, businessofarchitecture.com. Also in October, right at the same time, right after the Business of Architecture Summit, I'm going to be in San Francisco, which is awesome. I haven't been in San Francisco in years since I was a student. So I'm looking forward to going back to San Francisco. All you California guys, you got to go to San Francisco. You know, ArchiSpeak podcast, Evan, Neil, you got to be there. We gotta hang out. In October, the Missing 32% Equity by Design Symposium, organized by AIA San Francisco. I'm going to be there presenting, and I would love to see you there. So get out there, get your ticket, and meet me in San Francisco, and we'll hang out. Then I'm heading to Houston in November to speak at the Texas Society of Architects 75th Annual Convention. And there I'm looking forward to some good barbecue with my friends Bob Borson and Andrew Hawkins. They're both very active in AIA down in Texas, and they'll be at that convention, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with them. And I'm really looking forward to speaking there. You know, and through these events, I've met even more great people. You know, I meet them through the blog. I meet them through social media. I meet them live at these events. I've met Steve Chung and become friends with Steve Chung over, he's the host of Cool Spaces on TV, on PBS. If you haven't seen Cool Spaces, check it out. You can go to coolspaces.tv and check that out for the listings on when that show airs. We need to support Steve and what he's doing there, because he is trying to show the world what architects do through his show. So we need to support that and get the word out that is out there and encourage people to watch it. I've become friendly with Ned Kramer, the editor of Architect Magazine, through the AIA convention. You know, these opportunities simply would not be possible without building a network and developing friendships through social media. And so I encourage you, if you're not on Twitter and you're not on Google Plus and Facebook, get there, especially Twitter. Twitter, there's a very strong, very close a community of architects on Twitter. They're there every day. All you have to do is find them. And if you can't find them, find me at Entre Architect, and I will introduce them to you. I have a whole list of people that you need to follow on Twitter. So follow me, and then I will show you who to follow on Twitter. And you can get started. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up, and you'll be connected immediately as soon as you tweet to me. I'm going to give you a few social media stats just so you kind of know what my footprint is out there on social media. The Entrepreneur Architect Facebook page has almost 1,300 likes, which is not bad. I don't really promote it very much. I occasionally link to it through the newsletter. It's been out there. Most of that has been organic. People looking for me on Facebook and finding me. I do post every blog post and every podcast episode there. So if you follow Facebook, the Entrepreneur Architect Facebook page, and opt in for the notifications, that's important on Facebook. You need to opt in for notifications in order to get every notification. Otherwise, Facebook will filter me out. Twitter, I have almost 3,000 followers, and I follow about 2,800 or so. But I follow closely about 100. I have a Twitter list that I have that you can do through Twitter. You could set up a list, and that's what I would share with you if you looked for it. If you asked me for it, I would share that list. Those are, 100 or so architects that are leaders in the profession that you should be following. So there's about 3,000 followers who are following me, and I'm very active on Twitter. So if you follow me, I post on Twitter probably 3 or 4 times a day, either just personal things that are going on or I link to something. When I post multiple times a day. When I post my blog to make sure that people who are following me will catch it. People who are very active on Twitter probably get annoyed by that, but not everybody's on Twitter all day long. So I want to make sure that they see that tweet when it goes through. So I usually post my blog post 4 or 5 times during the day. Same thing with the podcast when the podcast goes live. So Twitter is awesome. You need to be there. On LinkedIn was really the first social media site that I was on. Actually, I was on LinkedIn almost the same time, maybe a year or so after I started the blog, the first blog, 2007 blog. I think 2009, I launched the Entrepreneur Architect LinkedIn group. Today, the Entrepreneur Architect LinkedIn group is a private group, so you have to request membership to that. So they're all architects and designers. 9,200 members in that group. And not all of them are active. I'd say probably about 100 or so are active. But there's 9,200 people who have requested membership and have been accepted into that private LinkedIn group. And that's a pretty active group. When you go over there, if you post something, you'll get lots of engagement and you get asked questions and people will answer your question. So I encourage you to go there. You can go to entrearchitect.com/LinkedIn. I think we'll get you there if I remember correctly. If not, you could just search for Entrepreneur Architect in LinkedIn and you'll find me there. Google Plus is the other place that I'm active. I'm not really active there. I just post my posts. I should be more active there. I think there's probably more architects on Google Plus than from a professional point of view than at Facebook. I just don't have the time, so I don't spend a lot of time on Google Plus. But there's 530 followers there, and really I only post, the podcast and the blog there just to have that exposure. Also Instagram at Entree Architect. You can find me on Instagram. I don't remember what my followers there, maybe a couple hundred, maybe not even a couple hundred. But I love Instagram. I post Instagram multiple times a day, sharing pictures of my projects at Five Cat Studio or something I'm doing personally. It's a personal account. It is at Entree Architect, and it is focused on what I do. But like I said, my life is integrated. Business and family is all one thing. So that's what you get when you follow me on Instagram. So I encourage you to join me there, and I would love for you to follow and let me know and let me know who you are so I follow you. These numbers at the blog and the newsletter and here on the podcast, they're not huge. My social media presence is minuscule compared to many, like I said before. But I hope to be an example to others. I want you to take what you know and to share it with others, to become a leader in the profession, to teach other architects with the knowledge that you've acquired and do it through a blog or through a podcast, or do it through speaking or do it through social media. Become a leader. Share what you know. And it doesn't matter if you're young or you're old, or you've been in the profession for years, or you're relatively new and you've just come in. Maybe you're even a student. I have many students that I interact with on Twitter, and I learn from them every day. Students know so much about technology that architects that have been in the profession for a long time just don't know. So if you share your knowledge, students, the architects are going to absorb that, and they're going to want to interact with you. So, and that's a great way to get a job. And I see that happening every day, and I see it happening more and more every day. Every day it grows, this connection, this network, and the social media, and how it's working with all of these different things. And that excites me. That excites me. That those connections that we make, it's amazing what happens. And the final thing here, in September, I'm taking Entrepreneur Architect to the next level. This is like what's blowing my mind right now. Both good and bad, truthfully, because it's a tremendous amount of work and stress. But on September 8th, I'm launching Entrepreneur Architect Academy. I've been talking about this for years, but I've set a date, September 8th. I have 20 founding members that are already in the academy. The Entrepreneur Architect Academy is a community of like-minded entrepreneur architects seeking to take their small firms to greater success. And I say that, and it's not me, it's Jim Rohn. He is a business guru, an author, a leader. He says that you are the average of the five people with whom you surround yourself. And this group is an opportunity to be a part of a group of professionals who are determined to take their businesses and their lives and their leadership to the next level. So that, you know, what this is becoming, what it's evolving into, is so exciting for me, and I know it's going to be for you. We're going to have weekly live conferences in this academy. It's a private paid membership. So if you want to be part of it, you pay a quarterly fee to become in it. We want you to be accountable. We want you to use it. And if it's free, two things. One, you're not going to use it as much as if you pay for it. And two, I'm doing much more work at Entrepreneur Architect than I am at Five Cat. I'm moving Five Cat. I'm bringing Five Cat down a little bit, and I'm bringing Entrepreneur Architect up a little bit. And in order to do that, I need to have some sort of revenue. And so by you paying a membership, I can spend more time in making not only the academy, but the entire blog better and have it grow. And so that's why it's a paid membership. And in addition to weekly live video conferences, we're going to have a private academy forum, which is a Google Plus private community. So only if you're a member of the academy are you a member of this private group. We're going to have social media support. So the people who are in the academy will help each other grow their social media platforms. As a member, you'll have free access to all of my current digital products. So anything that I've developed, my hybrid proposal, my foundations, business documents, all free access. And anything in the future that I develop, and I am going to develop much more as I get into this, anything I develop will be available outside the academy for sale. But if you're in the academy and you're a member of the academy, it's all going to be free as part of the library in this academy. I'm building this as if it were a school, you know. So we're going to have classes that enroll, and we're going to have the library where you'll have access to these products and to the videos of the live video conferences. And coming in 2015, I can't do this right now only because I need to build up this other part first, and then I can grow into that. But in 2015, we're going to have monthly masterclass training sessions. So every month, we're going to have a lecture or a training session by either me or some other expert about a specific topic in business. And we're going to go through every single topic we can imagine. And it's going to probably be about an hour-long training session. And it's going to transform your life. And this is what's exciting me more than anything here at Entrepreneur Architect. This academy is going to change lives. It's going to to happen by coming together as a dedicated community of knowledge and support and accountability and encouragement. And all of the people in this thing is going to grow it into this amazing thing that anyone who's involved in is going to benefit from it. And I have 20 founding members already who are already there. They're signed up and they're helping me finalize the details before launch day on September 8th. And membership is going to be limited. So if you're interested, go to entrearchitect.com/courses and sign up for that list. It's a mailing list. And I'm sending out information about the Academy through that list. I'm not pounding this out into social media or on the blog. Even on this podcast, this is probably the only time you're going to hear anything about the details of the Academy. It's all going to happen through this mailing list. So entrearchitect.com/courses, and that's where you'll have notification about joining Entrepreneur Architect Academy. And so that's my update on what's happening here at Entrepreneur Architect. And before I go, I want to thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you that's done your part by listening or contributing on the blog in the comments or sharing this podcast with your friends. If you've left a review on iTunes, entrearchitect.com/iTunes, leave me a review on iTunes. That helps spread the word about the podcast. If you've subscribed to the newsletter or have engaged with me on social media, I thank you. I thank you because this is how it's going to grow. This is how we're all going to make a difference with this platform. And this is not about me. You know, Entrepreneur Architect is not about me. This Academy is not about me. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this as a way to help the profession. I'm trying to be a leader in the profession and filling in a vacuum where it's needed. I believe that building businesses will improve our profession. I believe that architects would become happier if they had stronger businesses. And so I promise you that I'm going to continue to improve this and to help it grow into the influential force that it truly is destined to be. So I thank you. So I want to leave it at that. Make sure you visit the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode42. I'm going to have links to everything I discussed, including all the links to all the posts of the Architalks tribe. And that's my term for them. No one else has deemed them the Architalks tribe, but I like that. I think I'm going to call them the Architects tribe. I'm sure that tribe is going to grow as we do this. More and more architects are going to contribute to that series and write about their thoughts on the subject. And I encourage you to visit every single one of them. Again, the theme is this is exciting, and it will certainly be exciting to see how each of us respond to this theme. And again, I want to thank Bob Borson again for his leadership in the profession and as a whole in general. He's a great leader. And more specifically for organizing this Architalk series. This is a great idea, and I look forward to having this grow. So until next week, my name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. And again, I thank you very much for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gehry. Visit glengehry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.